I think two of the big things right now, one, have multiple ways of receiving warning information. So when the National Weather Service issues a warning, tornado warning, severe thunderstorm warning, we're normally including action statements letting people know what they should be doing at that time, and that's almost always seeking shelter. But we want to make sure that people have multiple ways of receiving that information because you never know when that primary method may fail. And we know that a lot of people rely very strongly on their phones or maybe a particular weather app, and that's a great piece of information. But have another way that could be a no weather radio. It could be tuning into your local broadcast news, local radio stations, the outdoor warning sirens. There's a lot of different things that people can use, but make sure that there's two, at least two, if not more. And then the other part of that is the sheltering component, making sure that not only being able to get inside a sturdy, strong structure, but where to go in that structure, especially when there are strong winds. And those could be tornadic, or they could also be just strong straight line winds, which is something we've had more common as recent years. So that's generally, when possible, below ground is best, whether that's a basement or some kind of exterior shelter.